Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oscar and I both discussed, yes, we think you would be very comfortable being in front,
yeah,
for the rest of your life, yeah, and not going anywhere.
You're like, I think you would be a child for disability. Yeah.
Well, bring those fat checks.
Let me explain where I am in my life right now. Where I am in my life right now, Oscar, is, you talked about, well, this is something you could use further for a remodeling. Yeah. No, I don't want to deal. When you get down here, you'll notice people that these are the, as I like to call them, the children of the greatest generation that have done their last real 3D modeling or set. Anything that requires more effort than point and click is...
As we have these discussions, people can, if they find themselves in a spot where they're like, the doctor said I was pre-diabetic like 6-7 years ago. I'm not saying this is your case. And things haven't really gotten better. I should definitely monitor this.
Yeah, I got that diagnosis from my pediatrician. And he said...
Pre-diabetic?
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. We are enjoying our second decade of the show in great cities like Puyallup, Washington. Puyallup, Washington. Des Moines, yes. Iowa. Rome, New York. Florence, South Carolina. Chandler, Arizona. And Waterford, Ireland. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. I was just going to say to Oscar, Oscar, remember years and years and years ago now that you recommended this... printer that I've used,
yes,
and I think the Hewlett Packard Corporation takes a lot of knocks from people in business and everything. Oh, it's the HP, this is a dinosaur, and it just chugs along without any. I remember I broke a little fan on, mm-hmm, the side of it, mm-hmm, and I manually fixed that,
yeah,
and I'm sitting here year after year after year with this product. That I'm going to give a thumbs up to. Why?
You spent the extra dollars.
Yes.
On a business class printer.
Yes.
And Oscar, correct me if I'm wrong. Over the past 5 years, the only person I've really heard take hits at Hewlett Packard has been Mike. Whenever the printer would like have a miscue or something, you hate the company. But today you like it.
No, but it's a human error on Mike's end.
But no.
I wasn't going to say.
No, because when it prints... It will do, in many cases, well, let me go through my news right now, all right? Printed. Maybe it didn't do it today. Printed.
Sometimes it'll double printed up if you want to save,
yes,
trees.
It'll give me a blank page, and for absolutely no reason.
Yeah.
That's the only knock I have. Other than that, this thing is chugged along, yeah, and done very, very well. We're delighted to have our old buddy Rob Spiewak back.
Hi, guys.
Today.
Hello.
Who is continuing his journey.
Look at him, skinny and mini Rob.
As we check in with Rob as he goes through his different appointments and we get an analysis of his blood and his liver and his heart and his eyes and his ears. And,
hey, the heart's and all fine, that, man. The heart's a textbook. You could sell this heart.
Well, that's good. I'm glad. But you're going to need it to compensate for all the other parts of the body. I think that Oscar and I've detected two things this week, Rob. Oscar and I are getting more crass,
mm-hmm,
about
crass
your condition. The more good news we get, the more you have to realize when you are on death's door. And by the way, may still be there.
Yeah, we don't know.
We were incredibly sad and, mm-hmm, and concerned and upset as you provide us with more positivity from doctor's visits, where they get more information, at least.
Right.
Oscar and I get more and more crass about your medical, mm-hmm, condition. And I just want to say that if you, if we get to the point where everything is buttoned up and changes in lifestyle and different drugs and medicines are shoving you down the road to long life, with minor adjustments in your lifestyle, Oscar and I have a lot of cruelty to
yes,
just unload. Yes. I want to prepare you for that.
Yeah.
This shocks me.
Well, because a part of us knows you're sick, and the part of us knows, well, how long is he going to milk this for?
Yeah. Yeah. You well, that's, I mean? See, there's crass right there.
Yeah.
There,
yeah.
Those
yeah.
are words that never would have come out of your mouth a month ago when Rob was, well, we had no idea, you know, but as we get, more info, the great, I cannot wait. Is it the second week in May that you're having your
May
basic
10th. May 10th.
May 10th. May 10th is your
it's our independence
liver
day.
Specialist.
Yeah.
What?
Oscar, that
Bill
week.
Bill Pullman?
That week, Oscar will be coming down here.
Yes.
To assist.
Check your liver?
I don't want to say assist.
We'll either Oscar, weep or celebrate.
Oscar will be coming down here to reconfigure my studio as I move it into another room. So that's there's going to be a lot going on.
Yes.
The week of May 10th. And May 10th would be early in the week, I take it, right? Like
I think
a Monday
it's a
or Tuesday?
Tuesday? I think it's
Tuesday. That's what I thought. That's a, oh, hello. What dog do we have there today?
That's Luna today. She's
Luna's visiting. That wonderful dog that loves
that
you so much.
Hi,
Luna.
Girl, come here, sweetie.
What does Luna look like? He shit on the floor somewhere.
No, and it's a she. And it's
oh,
just,
she. What does just, she look like? That?
That's just her look.
Okay. All right. Very good. Is Luna helping you with your recovery?
Absolutely.
Is that
yeah. Because
here?
Luna makes me take a little extra walk each day, which is good.
Okay.
Although we discussed that walking with a dog isn't about the person. It's about the dog.
It's the dog. Yeah. Sniff, sniff, sniff.
I love that Carrie has put you to work while you're recovering. It's fantastic. But
Luna is like pet sitting in Ottoman, though.
Right.
You do one cup of food at 6 p.m. and then the dog sits.
Yeah,
and if you weigh 160 pounds at that size, you probably
no dogs. Dogs chill. Dogs chill. Yeah. My dogs are both sound asleep on the couch right now, unless somebody comes to the door and they want to pretend they're brave. So, getting back to you, it's just there are a couple of things I've learned during this odyssey.
Okay.
Oscar and I took maybe a day and a half, a show and a half to get a good rhythm, which we've done before, but it just you never really know until you do it for a long time.
No,
and Oscar and I didn't miss a beat.
When you're forced to perform, Mike, you know that's when we perform best.
Yeah, but I mean, look, I know the bottom line with Oscar, we give Oscar a hard time about the English language and all this stuff. But the thing about you is, you did a two-man show for a million years.
Five hours a day, five days a week.
Nobody facilitates moving it along like you do, and it's been fun.
He's got a great linear mind for it, and especially when Mike and I are together in there and we go off on a tangent, Oscar will not even subtly say, yes, but back to that television show.
Right. He's not engaged in that, and that's cool. But you, Rob, as far as the comedy chip, that's what I miss the
most.
Even when I talk to you for 5 minutes, you'll throw something out there because it's constant.
Even your maladies are funny.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, even when he gives us an update.
Organ failure is a riot.
I hate his updates.
You don't like them?
Oh, I despise his updates. His updates are so lacking in detail and real direction. It's like when I said, first
like
thing
a parable.
I said to him today, I said, how you doing? How you feeling? He said, I'm okay.
Yeah,
that's the worst answer you ever get. That is the worst answer you ever
will never. And well, Mike, and then immediately after, I saw your face, and I said, "Okay, that was a misstep."
Did you really feel that way?
Absolutely, because you know that right
do
after.
Do you really feel just a big bowl of okay?
This is great.
Tell the truth.
Right now I feel better than I have yet. I do, and so. But
what does that mean?
That would have been a great aunt. No, that's a great aunt. That's don't pursue it. I'm fine leaving it at that.
And
fine.
Mike,
that's what I like.
That's what I said after you made that sort of straight faced emoji face after I said okay.
All right. So pre hospitalization.
Yes.
What was the right before that happened? Leading up to that, did you feel like crapola until that day, or did it come on very suddenly?
It came on pretty suddenly.
I disagree.
Oscar says this, but
if you listen to the show, and Mike, you'll recall this, that they're even off air, Pony, this is so great that we can talk about this.
Yes, let's do this.
Because Matt and I, to try to help you, would go in and just to your track, because we have a multi-track here just for any audiophiles out there.
Right.
Try to gate out your heavy breathing. Because you were breathing so heavy.
See, I don't hear that down here.
Yeah, you don't get to hear it, but we would look at the print for the sound print on this, and then we would hear we would see it go up and down on you.
So you thought that was by mistake? I thought that was sexy.
No, I remember asking you off air. I said, "Are you okay?" This is 4 or 5 weeks before you went down.
Right,
and you're like, "Oh no, I'm just fine."
Yeah,
and then you got annoyed with me, and I said, "Dude, it's not me being like these aren't fat jokes things. Like breathing awkwardly." And then he started coughing really horribly.
Yeah, the coughing was scary because then we would go to guests and be like, "It's not COVID. It's fine. It's fine."
Yeah, I take frequent tests, but the coughing was. It turned out, who would think that coughing was mostly related to the acid from the liver backing up and causing the internal bleeding. I would think that coughing was obviously
there were signals.
Yeah, there were
very clear, and they weren't ignored, because I remember the third time I talked to you, I said, "Hey man, this is not even about you coughing and embarrassing yourself in front of clients. Are you okay?" And you're like, no, like you just waved me off. And because I love you and you're like my brother, I was like, "Oh, he's just annoyed with me. It's fine."
Yeah.
So when you say best yet, is that pre going into the hospital or since you've gotten out?
Oh, since I've gotten out. I mean,
okay, since you've gotten out.
Have to, if I'm walking or doing a household task or something like that, I will have to take a break sometimes. I'll just find myself out of breath.
Is that the blood? Is that the blood situation?
That's a lot of that. And also it has a lot to do with, again, we discussed this, my blood sugar when I went into the hospital, almost a fasting blood sugar was 300, which is that's stupid high.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Great
high.
Movie, but
a wonderful high movie.
Blood sugar. Good day for that 420.
Yeah.
But now it's hovering about 120 to 140, which is healthy, but also my body is having trouble dealing with the change. Not anything permanent. It will adjust to it. But that lower blood sugar.
Now, when you say your body's having trouble dealing with the change, and folks, look, we do this because we don't bug Rob off air.
Oh, no.
Only chance we get to talk about him about
this. This is the first time we get to talk about this.
This is really our chance. So when you say your body's having trouble with that,
there's
with getting
things
your blood sugar down low.
It's living with the blood sugar down low. It is it's adjusting, and that's why I'm feeling a certain amount of fatigue and breathlessness, mm-hmm. like when I walk. Also, new medication. There's an amazing one I'm on called Coreg, which has my blood pressure like crazy perfect. It's amazing how effective this is.
And it makes coffee.
It does. One cup at a time. It's
underrated.
Always fresh.
A Coreg.
But the problem is that as your body grows accustomed to it, again, one of the side effects is a slight fatigue. All these things added up, but it's better. I couldn't walk just a week and a half ago, maybe outside 15 minutes before I was like, seriously, I got to sit down. Yesterday I did 35. I've done 40.
That's awesome.
You went to Costco?
I was asked to go to Costco. Carrie said, "Would you like to go to Costco?" I said, "Not really." And she said, "But I need you to help make decisions." And that's the worst possible thing to be in, because there's 40 kinds of apples and she doesn't know what she wants. So I have to make that decision for her. So she was able to take a 15-minute trip and turn it into a solid hour. And that was terrific.
Did you like getting in there?
I told Oscar.
Oscar and I both discussed. Yes. We think you would be very comfortable being in front.
Yeah.
For the rest of your life and not going anywhere.
You're like, I think you would be a government poster child for disability. Yeah.
Well, bring those fat checks. It felt really good to go out and do something that was like normal, right?
Okay. All right, good.
But you
were not motivated to do it.
No, because there's always, and it's not that. It's
I know.
The first time for everything.
Struggle.
Yeah, right. you want to make sure that I'm pushing the cart and not in the cart. I admit at the end.
Oh, you don't want to do that. I've done that. I did that after my my orthopedic surgeries, multiple. I was in the ride around for that. I don't like the thing, especially the rental one. You know what kind of asses have been on that?
Oh,
Tinky.
Yeah.
I mean, really, even if they swab it down, it's disgusting.
Yeah, they're driving that thing back there and getting the 10-pack of Oreos, putting it in the basket.
Now, when you were there, you leaned on the cart, right? You leaned
towards
the
end of the day. Yes. Yes, I did.
Oh, you didn't start walking? No,
I did okay.
Handling the cart?
Yeah, I did okay at the beginning, so it was good.
So you were like freestanding walk. Oh, see, I immediately would go for the cart. I still do to a degree, but that's before I found out my my legs are weak as kittens.
Yeah. SpongeBob.
Frail kittens.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yosemite Sam, real tiny legs.
Do you?
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
This is, and thank you, Rob, for being so candid. Do you feel like, I don't know what a doctor would, a doctor would tell you, take it easy, focus. You already have enough on your plate and trips to Costco. I get that. But these reps help get you back to normal, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. And also, remember, this is a long-term goal, yeah, other than staying alive, is to reduce the diabetic diagnosis to a point where I'm off the needle, where maybe I can control it with medication, or, in a crazy world, maybe even just control it with diet.
Let's talk
and
about
the,
let me
the
interrupt
walking,
you there for a second.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let me ask about the staying alive part, because that is the part where
it's paramount.
When you hear about liver issues and liver function and the potential for permanent damage and all that. Where do we stand now, according to your physician, who you've had a lot of chats with, and I'm sure
yes,
you've asked these questions, with the information you've gotten, which I think you dropped a text on us a week or two ago where you were talking about, my liver, there are numbers that are included in this that show
two panels
that there is recovery potential here. Where
and
are
you
we
did not
with
buy the extended warranty. You've confirmed that.
Right. I left it at the Genius Bar.
Is there, here's the question I have. And you look, these are the fears that I have, obviously, as your brother, and I love you, and I want you to recover from this, and I'm sure it's the discussions you have in your own mind, or maybe with your wife.
Yeah.
Where are we now, if you, as best you can, give us an indication of where you are liver-wise now, and where you think you are, what the doctor's saying?
Okay, well,
that's the question I have. But folks, I do this simply because I haven't gotten a chance to do this with Rob.
Forgive me if I repeat myself, but I'll go back to the blood work that I had a week and a half ago.
Okay.
That was compared to blood work that I had 2 weeks before that, which was compared to blood work that they did consistently in the hospital. There
right.
are two panels of liver function that you can gather from blood. This is short of actually doing the fiber test where they actually look at the actual liver and can spot scarring and stuff like that. That's what happens on May 10th. But as far as the blood goes, I have markedly improved in both panels since I left the hospital, noticeably. Like on a 14-point scale, mm-hmm, I think I'm back to 12.
Great.
Where 10 is normal, almost.
Ooh.
So, I mean, if it continues in this direction, this is indicative of some liver function, if not, certainly not full liver function, we can't say that. But the fact that the liver panels have changed in that direction, meaning that it means that it's doing something.
I'm gonna tear up. This
and,
is
yeah.
amazing. Jesus.
And so that's really good news. That's when he caught me and he said, essentially, don't get happy.
Mm.
But this is, at this point, some of the most optimistic news I can give you. And he gave me the impression.
He said that. This is some of the most optimistic news.
And he said, and as doctors will say, he says, I feel that we caught this at a good time. He said it would have been better if we had caught it way before this, which is true. But he said, I'm seeing signs here that make me feel a little better about our situation. And
aww,
so that was,
thank God. Oh,
and there's other little things that, like I had the ultrasound yesterday and, right away, he's on the phone with me, and he says, I'm seeing some gallstones, but no inflammation of the gallbladder. Your spleen is a little enlarged, but that's probably pressure from the liver pushing on it. That's a little bit advanced to diagnose that from just an ultrasound. That's a guess on his part. We'll find this out later.
You can live without your spleen though, right? They take that thing out all the time.
I believe so.
Gallbladder as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
You got some room to work.
Yeah, yeah. All right. And I told Mike. Yeah.
Jesus.
Well, if possible, I'd like to figure out everything that's coming out. And that way we can do like a Groupon. And, you know, those tonsils. We probably should have done that years ago.
All right. So this is all good.
Yes, this is pretty well. And also, I did want to say that, and I was super bummed after I heard about the gallstones and the spleen until I did a little research. He said the spleen remains to be seen. It is what it is. I hate that expression, but it is. So we got to wait and see. But I did a little research. More than half of America have gallstones of some type.
Okay.
And it's brought on by big shock, fatty diet, which I've pretty much eliminated. And if they don't cause pain and they don't inflame your gallbladder, then it's just something you kind of live with. So it's not as bad of a diagnosis as it seemed when you're dealing with what I was dealing with and he throws another symptom or another situation at you. It's enough to make you frown. And I did yesterday. I had a bad afternoon yesterday. I was cranky. But the research bared it out. Yeah, Oscar.
All kidding aside, I know so much about the gallbladder and the spleen. And I'm clearly not a doctor, so don't take this.
Yes, but you are related to one.
Yes, I am. And my father had gallbladder cancer.
Oh, is that where
he went in for surgery?
I remember this.
And it would have spread to the spleen. There's lots of conversations about how his quality of life was going to be.
Okay.
Well, actually, and this is another great thing about my doctor, who has been so accessible, and as I said, generous with time and all of this. He said also, which is something that never crossed my mind, he says, look at the ultrasound, no evidence of cancer, which is great. That says to me he's checking everything. And I said, you really are checking everything. He says, well, I don't want a tunnel vision, and that's his word, the focus on the way alcohol has affected your liver. He said there could be other things at play. Alcohol is certainly a piece of the puzzle, but he's checking everything. Also, another thing is that my mom has something called hemochromatosis, which has to do with varying iron amounts in your blood. And that was a key piece to the puzzle, because when I was severely anemic, my iron was not falling with the rest of the scores, which was troublesome to him. He didn't understand why. So he's testing me for that.
Your gene pool is like in a swamp next to Three Mile Island, for Christ's sake.
Inbreeding, you know, Mike. It produces idiots.
It's the Wadhams factor.
Yeah.
Oh, no, this
is
not.
My father, if he hadn't smoked cigarettes, would be around for 120 years. His ticker was great, even when he was like,
Rob, I'm sorry to cut you off.
But anyway, he's testing for that, because that would explain why the iron is sort of not playing nice with the other stuff.
First of all, you're doing the world some serious good, because you're allowing people to see, like, behind this curtain, the people usually just suffer in silence. And you have this wonderful platform to say, this is what you have to look out for, right?
It's been really, really enlightening.
Being able to talk about it.
And for me, what I hope is that as we have these discussions, people can if they find themselves in a spot where they're like, the doctor said I was pre-diabetic like 6-7 years ago. I'm not saying this is your case. And things haven't really gotten better. I should definitely monitor this.
Yeah, I got that diagnosis from my pediatrician. And he said,
pre-diabetic?
He said pre-adolescent and pre-diabetic.
All right, let me ask this.
He said, throw a ball, you little tub of goo.
All right, so you're off the sauce, and yes. Congratulations on your 1 month. That's fantastic. You've done it on your own. Some people do that. It's not necessary for everybody to go through any kind of program.
Shot,
some
Mike.
People do it. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
I was like, there's no way.
And it was not as hard as I thought it would be, and I've given this some thought. And I think it's this way. When I would do the crazy diets, and this goes back to the terrestrial days when some sponsor would come in and feed you 4 chocolate shakes a day and you can lose 10 pounds a week, and then it all comes back. But, you know, pretty much paramount to any diet is no drinking whatsoever. So when you're on the diet, and I did give up the sauce for, you know, 4, 5, 6 months at a time, I always had in the back of my mind, well, once I lose the weight, I can get back on it. You know, it's just, right. It was waiting at the end of the rainbow for me. Mm-hmm. Well, this time I knew it's over. So there's really no desire to get back there. Does that make any sense?
Yeah,
that
it was, I mean, and
it's
I was,
not a, you know, carrot in front of me anymore.
Well, you're very lucky.
I am not in any way surprised. I thought that.
Mike called it. He said he'll do it.
Well, it's because of the way he did it. He did it as Rob did it as a habit. It was habit.
Yeah.
It was just the routine. And Rob's a creature of routine. I didn't think once he got into a routine, I don't think that is something that preoccupies me. What preoccupies me is, you know, getting the assessment and where he is and all that. That's what I'm waiting for, as Rob is as well. But I did want to know, I think it would be much more difficult to maintain when you talk about fatty diet and that type of thing. With that said, after, you know, in the second week of my little journey on this, I kind of feel like I found somebody who's pretty good with not making me think about food. And I've got a million theories on that, but I don't want to do that. I want to ask about you.
Yeah.
As far as the diet and treats and feeling, is there anything you're doing right now that outside of Wordle
every
to
day.
bring you great joy, and because it's no longer for your whole life it's been food. I know
that's huge for me.
Yeah.
And it's not just the eating, it's the preparing of it. Learning how to prepare different foods, noting that we have at least one vegetable with every meal, keeping vegetables to snack on. If you have something to eat, it's a good distraction. Like, even if it's something as stupid as like carrot sticks in the fridge,
yeah.
You know, you can grab a handful and you can go that. A dill pickle is an amazingly satisfying, if you want something to eat that.
Right.
It has zero calories. It's got salt, but that's not an issue for me. The one thing I've found that has, if there was one life-saving thing, is because it gets to be, you know, I've been eating earlier at night too, and it gets to be like, say, 8:30, and you're jonesing for something, right?
Yeah.
And I have sugar-free popsicles, and they're okay. But what I found online are the most amazing sugar-free cinnamon hard candies that are so cinnamony they almost burn. The flavor profile is fantastic.
Okay.
And at the end of the day, if I really feel like I want something, I grab one or two of those, and it really does. It sort of quells that.
Well, I'm proud of you. I think you're doing really, you know, you look.
It's still
obviously,
early. It's not going to happen.
That's true. Mike called a shot in the second inning. He might have want to hold on to that.
No, we're similar
baseball
as far
pun.
As that is concerned.
Off air, Rob and I have the best conversations. I mentioned that yesterday. But if I don't break his balls on the air, I'm going to feel like something's wrong.
No, this is the reason I'm here. This is, keep in mind that, 23 hours ago, I was pissed and frustrated and angry with what I got from my doctor.
Because this was just another thing to add.
Just
to
another thing, right.
Yeah,
This is so great to talk to you guys. It's the best part of the day for me.
Well, I think that's why I like to see you coming. Rob will be on tomorrow and also...
And the bonus.
On the bonus show. And, you know, as he's easing back into, you know, hopefully...
This
which
rhythm.
Will be, a full... a full participation, and Rob does a lot of behind the scenes work on the show that he's doing as well. I think that it seems like you're making the right moves, which inevitably can get you within your own body, get you healthier, and we will see what this journey takes.
My mom is so funny. She says, there's one doctor, she works for scheduling for Inova Loudoun. So every doctor is kind of reliant on her. She deals with all the big guys at
Inova
Loudoun.
She's the key master.
She is the key master. And there's one doctor that does not have a God complex. He's a really nice guy. I've actually had dinner with him a couple of years ago. And she said, I told him, without going into great detail what you're going through. And I said, I'm on the radio telling everybody exactly what's going on. If this is a doctor, tell him. Tell him what's going on. But this guy who is, he has been around the block, and he is a respected physician and a really good guy. He says if he is truly sticking to these lifestyle changes, that's going to be twice as effective as any medicine or any medical program they put him on. So, I mean, just old school medicine. The changing of the lifestyle is huge, he says. He says it's not easy. And
but you've got a certainly got a motivating factor.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Death will do that to you. You know.
Yeah, that was sort of an if A then B type situation. I stuck with A. I did not want what was behind door number two.
I don't. As I said when I made as Oscar said, I called this shot. I just I know exactly how I deal with that in that particular situation. You know,
cyanide.
And I think I would immediately. I'd be doing it. The only difference between me and you is that I. You know, I probably didn't drink the same way you did. You know what I mean? I would be more of the old school binger guy. And, you know, as I told Oscar on Easter Sunday, where the cheat meal for us became the cheat day, which became, and I said, I only had about 150 mimosas. That was
did it, Daddy get know. A basket?
No. Son got a basket, though.
Did Daddy visit Son's basket?
No. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. Yeah. Okay. You caught
me. The daddy tradition.
There you go. He knows all the tricks. Yeah. There was Carla Gott
did
in his basket.
Did Daddy shake the basket and then look under the Easter grass for the
daddy
beans that settled to the bottom?
No, it was popping out of the top, and it had a British flag on it.
Mm.
And there were these solid milk chocolate eggs, wrapped silver eggs. And by the way, those are everywhere, right? Where you see the eggs wrapped in foil, the little baby chocolate.
They taste better on Easter.
They do. No, well, because it's God's chocolate.
It was decent chocolate.
Yeah. On the third day, his blood sugar rose again.
This is after Carla has gone to bed, and she gives out, do not take, give it to me. Give it to me.
Were you surrounded by pieces of foil?
Yes. Well, the nice thing about Hershey Kisses or anything wrapped in foil, is you can ball it up in your hand, and it looks like the same size as only one.
That's right. And then you just go, look, gone.
Yum, yum.
Ta-da.
Vanished.
Where does your son line up on Peeps? Did he get Peeps?
He loves Peeps. Adores Peeps. Absolutely.
Have you shown him where you microwave them yet?
No. No, I haven't
seen
that.
Oh, if you have an extra Peep, microwave it and let him watch for like 15 seconds. They'll like triple in size and then become hard as rocks. But it's fun to watch. I wish I had a little kid.
I didn't know that. I didn't know you could do that.
Just like your spleen.
Yeah, triple in size and hard as a rock and black as midnight.
He'll be featured later in the show when I talk about what he got yesterday. An early birthday present, and I don't know if I approve or not, but Mama initiated this, and I'll talk about it later. It's a computer. He got a Mac.
Oh, that's why I got that call yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's
I have to say it with Rob. I don't want to wait till later in the show because I wanted Rob to be here. We've got an extra 5 minutes here. I can tell. So Carly gets a laptop.
Okay.
MacBook.
Yeah,
Carla gets a discount coupon for 50% off. So she gets a Mac. She can get a brand new Mac for half price.
Oh, my God.
And she gets it for my son. And it's all he's been talking about all the way to
half
school today.
Off?
All the way. Yeah. Yeah. She got a great deal. It's not half off special from Apple. They don't do that. She had a gift card or
a gift card.
Yeah.
It That's wasn't from like a .ru website, was it?
No. This was the real deal. But I'm like, he's eight. Yeah. I don't think he needs a computer like that. I just don't.
We all remember Julia Jellybean.
Yes.
Well, I also think that
Mike and Ike.
You know, my question to Oscar, first of all, will this carry him through middle school since he's in second grade right now?
Absolutely.
Will that be 5-6 years?
Will he handle it like mom or will he handle it like dad?
Well, if I'm not mistaken.
What? You mean as far as he damages it?
Yeah, exactly.
Does he have a soft touch or does he have a light touch?
Definitive touch?
Yes.
Well,
I got yesterday was to download Fortnite to the Mac.
That's what he's got it for right
now,
just playing games.
As long as he doesn't junk it up with a bunch of games, then he'll be okay.
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
You can always erase them, which is great.
Stay away from any sketchy websites.
I feel like we might be hopping on the Bratty Town to spoil City. You know?
Well, no, but you're not, and I'll tell you why, is because right now it might be a little early to get it for him, but he's going to need it.
Just with the supervision, you'll be fine. I credit a ton of my my love for technology, because my dad brought home, we've talked about this, an AT&T computer, because my brother had that motorcycle accident when he was a kid, so he had four fingers, he still does, on one of his hands. So he wanted my brother to have a word processor outside of a typewriter to type. And we learned how to use a computer on MS-DOS at such an early age that we weren't
intimidated. So you think it's a good thing?
We weren't intimidated by it, yeah.
I'm stunned by the positivity of this. This makes me feel good. Yeah. This makes me feel really good.
When I was eight, I got a shovel. So times have changed, but I don't think you're spoiling them. It was a garden shovel with a square tip, and it was like, go out and find some rocks. I was like, okay.
Dig in the backyard.
That's right.
That's when you were on the lead, right? Wasn't that when you were on the lead in the backyard?
Oh, but I had plenty of room to run and dig.
He had I was a good ass. Drive-in movie theater. It was fantastic. All right. Anything you wanted to throw in before we reconvene tomorrow? You got to go.
Again, I'll say this. And also, can I stick around for news? I'd love to stick around for news.
Absolutely. Yeah, 1,000%. We'll take a break and we'll come back with more Rob. It's almost getting me emotional. I hope everything continues to chug along. Oh, my God. What you have put us through. Anyway, we will take a break.
Bit easy on this end.
We'll come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This is Trip Affleck from Austin, Texas.
Say, who's the P1 Hall of Fame hustler that all the listeners love? You damn right. The men want to be like him and the women want to get with him. Or maybe it's the other way around. Man, this cat Trip is a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
Hey, I'm just talking about Trip Affleck. When you're ready to make the scene, be like P1 Hall of Famer Trip Affleck and get all the fly gear from the Mike O'Mara Shopping Center. Click the banner, fool.
There you go. That's Mark Grinnell. Twitch. So white. Anyway, do you ever
did
feel like
did he do all
you're...
the girl voices in that, too?
He did the background singer. Do you ever feel like you're unsatisfied with what you have? You want more? More is better. More is fun. More is the best thing to have. So, dear friends, why be content? Best Fiends will always satisfy your need for more. More puzzles, more fun. There it is. Rob's holding it up right now.
The more you play. I just updated this morning, yeah.
The more characters you collect, and new characters and challenging puzzles are added all the time. Plus, there are tons of fun events where you can win huge in-game rewards with thousands of levels. You literally can play as long as you want and never get bored. And once you download Best Fiends, you can play anywhere, even without an internet connection.
Internet.
Which is great for you if you're stuck without Wi-Fi, you know, if you're in a cabin in the woods. It's perfect, for example, if you're recuperating at home, you can get yourself to level 5990.
Yeah, what's it called again?
Best Fiends.
No, the level is, isn't it?
5990.
But it's cherry pie, isn't it?
Cherry pie.
Cherry sundae. I think it's cherry sundae. It's fantastic. It's in the copy.
Cherry pie sundae. And I just read ahead. He's battling cherry pies and peppermint candy. Peppermint candy and cherry pies. This game is so full of lies. Anyway, just like Rob in real life, he's battling cherry pies and peppermint candy. Download Best Fiends free from the App Store or Google Play. Plus, earn even more with $5 worth of in-game rewards when you reach level 5. That's Friends Without the R. Best Fiends. You gonna love it, ladies and gentlemen.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
This is the homepage, people. And Johnny Depp, we're going to feature him not only in Soundtown, but in the news today. Johnny Depp took the stand yesterday in his $50 million defamation trial against Amber Heard and denied being an abuser. He said, quote,
Never did I myself reach the point of striking Miss Hurd in any way, nor have I ever struck any woman in my life.
Mr. Depp, can you speak up, please? Johnny said he filed the suit because it was his responsibility to fight the, quote,
heinous and disturbing
allegations against him, not only for himself but for his children. He also testified that the allegations damaged his career, quote,
it's very strange when one day you're Cinderella and in 0.6 seconds you're Quasimodo.
Do you think they sit aside with Depp and say, Depp, stop being actor Depp, okay? You'll hear the audio later.
Oh, I think that ship has sailed.
Is the audio you're going to play where he talks about how he discovered acting?
It's great audio.
Okay, great.
And
great.
One is a legitimate statement he makes, and then the other is a little mashup, which I think you'll enjoy. He added, quote,
truth is the only thing I'm interested in. Lies will get you nowhere. But lies built upon lies and built upon lies. Oh, my God, there's a pirate ship.
No, I'm sorry.
Lies built upon lies. I'm obsessed with the truth.
Someone that wants to keep their life private would never go this far. It's shocking to see him on the stand.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in Fairfax. And if you are an autograph hunter, here's a little tip. He's at the Breezeway Motel, room 206. If you want to get an autograph.
Just down the road from WJFK. So who knows? It's continuing, but the trial's now on fire in the media because he's on the stand. So.
Right.
Occasionally I will share with you a news story that is completely based on hearsay and an anonymous source with no credibility, but here goes. Are Will and Jada going to survive the Oscar slap? Britain's Heat magazine doesn't like their chances. Not familiar with Heat.
Do you still take Heat, Oscar?
Every week.
A so-called source told them, quote, ever since the Oscars scandal, tensions between them have been palpable. There have been problems for years, but they're barely speaking right now. The source says, Will doesn't want a divorce, but, quote, there's only so much he can take. Yesterday, a trailer for the new season of Red Table Talk dropped, but there was no mention of Will making an appearance or of the Oscars being brought up. But that might be because it was recorded before any of that happened. Okay, that's
how
all
great
over the
would
place,
it be
but,
if Will Smith said, well, what are your plans coming up? And he says, oh, I think I'm going to hit Chris Rock.
Mike, what do you do? I guess you're pretty savvy media-wise. What would you say to Jada if you said, hey, like, I know things are really crazy and I'm in Dubai trying to get centered and, like, just get some help. How about you hold off on that Red Table Talk season? Call Netflix or YouTube and let them know that we're just going to push this 3 months.
I think that he can't. You just can't be dealing with the kind of trouble he's in with being heavy-handed or telling anybody what to do. You can't do that.
What about
an
ask?
Even if you were successful in that, an ask might be reasonable. Yeah.
Well, but there's a lot of things you could say to Jada. Just don't bring up G.I. Jane.
That's it. And as far as Jada is concerned, I wouldn't worry about it if I was Will, because it comes right down to, I think there's some simple truths about men and women. And I think when, no matter who else is involved with this, there might be a level of embarrassment on her part. I'm sure there is. But ultimately, he was reacting to her as far as defending thought was her honor.
It's his fault, right?
It's totally his fault.
He decided to, I'm just saying, as a family.
Right.
I don't know if it's the best look to come out.
No, and Oscar, there's no need for this anyway.
Yeah.
I do a podcast this is my job. That's what I do. This is what I've been doing for my entire life. I'm here because this is what I do, and I talk about other people. When you're Richie Rich and, you know, you've got everything you could possibly want, you're out there doing that to fill some void that I don't know if it's productive right now.
It's sort of like Alec Baldwin after that gun disaster.
when he came out and gave a presser.
Well, he's trying to control the narrative, and you can't.
You can't. You can't.
You cannot do it. But he, in his mind, thinks he can, and it's a flawed thing.
I agree. So I don't know. It's a difficult situation. Stay tuned. They seem to be all over the news, and I think that's not cool. They ought to just shut up and lay low. As usual, the Jackass guys filmed so much insanity for their latest movie that they had enough left for another totally original movie. And that movie is called Jackass 4.5. And it's going to hit Netflix on May 20th. I don't want to see any more balls. I don't want to see any more balls. I just don't. I'm tired of it. The too many D&Bs. I just got tired of it. But this is a full-length movie with all new footage and possibly some surprise guests. Jackass Forever is on Paramount Plus. I watched half of it. The Blu-ray version contains more than 40 minutes of additional scenes and extended footage. And I hear the writing is delicious.
Well, there's very clever double entendre.
Yeah, entendre. A few national chains have 420 deals today. Pony, I heard a little brrr. Am I okay? Am I doing all right?
You are just fine.
A few national chains have 420 deals today, but the top of the heap, one getting all the press, is Jimmy John's.
Hey, Jimmy John's.
Hello, Jimmy John's. Hey, Jimmy John's. We're going to go down to the mud bug. Yeah, Jimmy John's. anyway, Jimmy John's is grabbing the most headlines for their How High Are You promo. If you go to the website gethighwithjimmyjohns.com, you can get a discount based on how high you are in elevation. Hey, Denver Jimmy John's fans, go nuts, baby. Go ahead. Yes,
oh, damn, what a bad time to live in Death Valley, because I sure could use some Jimmy John's.
All them ski resorts could eat the Jimmy John's today. Should be a lot of fun. Big time, yes. Researchers found that men... Let me start that again. Researchers found men and women both tend to have more conflict with their mother-in-law than they do with their own mother. Let me just let that land for a minute. And they think it has to do with something called genetic conflict, especially when kids are involved. Basically, we all unconsciously want to protect our core family members. And when you've got kids, your in-laws are genetically tied to them too. So you're more likely to clash because of it. They found that spending habits are a big pressure point, too. Women clash with their mother-in-law a little more than men, but they say the average father-in-law clashes with their son-in-law less than they do with their own daughter. The son-in-law, you know what? I root for my potential sons-in-laws. You know, I want to like
them. As long as you take care of my daughter.
Yeah, I had a great relationship with my in-laws. I did.
I think it's absolutely 100% true. And, you know, to be honest with you, I'm not that guy. I'm not that dad. And to be frank, when you consider the ledger, you know, daddy's going to have to pony up the ka-ching, ka-ching if that does go down. Yeah. But I am getting to the point where it's like, hello?
Yeah.
Dennis? Connor? You listening to me? Okay.
Do something. Do something. But, you know, when you talk about mother-in-laws... When you talk about mother-in-laws, I think a phrase that we haven't had in the American lexicon for some while is battle axe. And let's bring that back.
Yes.
For the old battle axe mother-in-law. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. We got a lot of them down here. They don't have a lot of kids in their life, but we got them. We got them down. We got them at Happy Valley, and we got them at Cocoonville in spades. You see that all the time.
You can also battle axes. You can have the opposite. Let's be fair. And sometimes... You're lucky enough to find on both sides a father-in-law and a mother-in-law that's engaged and helped, you know, raise the kids and are there to support. And you're lucky if that happens.
Yeah. I hear it down at Happy Valley all the time. I might be standing over a 5-foot putt to win some money, you know, and then on the green next door, I'll hear, yeah.
I just know that Sharon hates Carrie.
Very good. And now a little something. An Illinois man found himself headed to the hospital after a routine dental procedure left him with a drill bit from a dentist drill in his lung.
What?
This guy's name was Tom Jozzi. J-O-Z-S-I. Jozzi.
Jozzi.
He's... 60-year-old man getting a tooth filled when an errant breath. You know, I should say, being 62, that sometimes, you know, when you're out there long, you're like,
sure.
Must have been a hell of a breath. Well, it caused him to accidentally ingest an inch-long drill bit. CAT scan showed, I guess it's a long bit that goes in the thing, and it sucked it out of the drill. A CT scan showed that the drill bit ended up in his lungs and not his stomach. He didn't swallow it, he inhaled it. Doctors tried to retrieve the drill bit with normal scopes, but it was too deep in the lung. This is dangerous. It looked like Jozzy would need invasive surgery, and part of his lung was going to have to be removed to get at the drill bit. Finally ended up using a catheter that's used for lung cancer patients, and they got they fished the drill bit out of his lung. The drill bit is now proudly displayed on a shelf at his home, according to Mr. Jozzy. When this incredible story was shared with the lady at the dentist front desk, she said, "You have your insurance card?"
There
you
go.
That's it. You've been relating to that, Rob, haven't you?
I understand.
All the time. Rob will be back tomorrow. We look forward to seeing you, and keep up the good work.
Thank you. Love you guys. Thank you for everything.
Too. God bless. We'll come back with more fun and more thrills. You, ladies and gentlemen, have the distinct honor and privilege of listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Oscar, we were discussing new digs at Podville. Tony is now going to be moving into your office. Tony, you're going to be living with the boss. What do you think?
On April 11th, Pony Boy Matt Bloom was asked to remove himself from his resident studio. Mm-hmm. That request came from his boss.
I would have to disagree.
With nowhere else to go, he appeared at the office of his friend Oscar Santana. Oscar! Can these two men share an office without driving each other crazy?
Yes.
Follow their misadventures on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Subscribe today and don't miss the exciting saga of Oscar and Pony, the pod couple.
Ever forward, Mr. Bloom. I love that. New bonus show drops Friday. Check it out on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back, everybody. Mortgage rates now 5%. First time in a decade they've hit that. That'll probably be the new floor moving forward. That means they're going to go up. What does it mean for you? Well, it means that if you're purchasing a new home or you're looking to consolidate debt, it's more important than ever to work with a team that we have trusted and we love, and these people are great. Take my advice. Call my friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial and do it today. When you get that wonderful sweet spot of cooperation between competency and being good people in the financial world, it's really something you need to cherish. And I cherish those folks, not only for our relationship, as an advertiser. They've been fantastic to us, but we've all used them. Mm-hmm. And we've all used them for a long time, and I've used them more than once. Limited supply and high demand dictates that you work with a company that you can make they can make sure that you're in the best situation for a potential seller. That's what Mark and his team can do for you. No two scenarios are the same, and you need a company that will get down to the nitty-gritty of your specific situation. Whether it's a purchase or a refinance, plus with their no-obligation rate quote, AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau, and 100% satisfaction guarantee, why would you call anyone else? Answer me that. Answer me! Whether it's a purchase or refinance, call Cornerstone First Financial, the number one choice of TMOS and all of our listeners, 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Thank you, Cornerstone First Financial. So I have been dragging my feet on the scan of the room where I will be moving this studio. Mm. For those of you that might not be in the know, Oscar and I made a little arrangement that he will be popping down here second week in May not assist me. He's going to be doing it.
Yes.
And I'm just going to be around. And his advice to me was just leave. Don't be around. I can be in the house, but you just don't want me hovering over you while this is going
down.
Let me
set it up first. And
so
then I'll show you.
You are the gadget guy. You are the gadget guy. And you tell me, as opposed to just going into the room with a measuring tape and working the room, you tell me that I got to use a gadget for it, that is this app, And I was okay with that. And there's a part of me that even likes the idea of the technology of this. But then when I put it into practice, it's all over the place. You got to sign up. You got to put your credit card in there. Blah, blah, blah.
It's a pain.
It's a, thank you.
It's a pain.
Thank you for at least acknowledging that. And the way I'm supposed to do this, the room is empty, by the way. There's one table in the room. And they tell you to go into the room. May we access your camera? That always freaks me out. May this app act? Yes, you can have all of my information. You can access my camera. You can do it all. And it tells me to go into the center of the room and then spin the big prize wheel.
No, slowly scan around the room.
And then the one little thing they tell you is that when you get to a flat wall, your signal may be lost. And I'm like, the whole room is flat walls. So I'm doing what I thought would be a 2-minute little pivot around the room, and it's losing it, and it's losing it, and it's losing. And I still don't know how good it's going to come out, because you got to pay $29 after you do the quote unquote successful scan of this room. And then send it to them for that money. And apparently they're going to send me back an email.
Correct.
And here's the problem.
Yes.
You know I don't sweat the details on stuff like this, right? There were like 20 options of what I buy. I bought the bare minimum, and I have no idea
what it's going to send back to me. What you need. And let me clarify what I asked Mike to do. There are two different options that I've found successful, especially during the pandemic days. Is when we are working with a remote guest to understand what the layout of the room is. And without fault, the layout of the room always changes when you get to the location. And a lot of that has to do with outlets, what's available, if the door is going to swing open and hit the broadcast desk, where the light's coming from, if they have shades on the windows, how big the window is. All of this comes into you have to take into account.
Okay.
So we found that this one app that is used by architects and interior designers and set designers.
I can concur on that. That is true.
Absolutely. It gives you a full immersive view of what is actually in the room. And for you, Mike, who I feel like, you know, you fancy yourself kind of a remodeler, interior decorator, I felt like this might be an app you would use for other projects in the future. And that if you were going to make this expense, which you could, and to your point, you could either buy it a la carte, which would cost you roughly $4, or you could sign up for the $30 version, which you did, spared no expense, which I appreciate.
Well, I mean, you told me to use it, and that was the one way I wanted to do it, right?
And the CAD will allow me to, prior to coming down.
That's what they called it, a CAD. What the hell is a CAD?
What is a CAD? Pony?
What is a CAD?
What does it stand
Pony?
For?
A CAD?
Find out what a CAD.
It's a 3D modeling file.
Well, okay. Hey, how about that?
Right.
He pulled that.
A 3D modeling file. So then we receive a CAD, and then I can go into the CAD and then superimpose where I think the lights and equipment's going to go prior to arriving to your house, so I don't have to bring more than I need, which I've done in the past. It's no big deal. It's just a little more efficient this way.
But I'm rolling this giant on rollers console desk that
Correct.
I sit at.
Correct.
That is about, I would say, probably 5 feet, four and a half, 5 feet wide, and about 2.5 feet deep. And it's got two shelves, and I mount everything.
Yeah.
I have my camera on the back wall.
Yes.
That's going to be we're going to continue with that. We're not changing that out, right?
Correct. I just want I want to know where in the room, once I get this CAD, the Murphy bed's going to go so they actually can come down when you need it.
Okay.
I want to figure out what type of lights you need, what type of natural light comes into the room. And on a dorky level, I want to know where the outlets are, because I don't want plugs coming across your floor or under a rug so somebody can step on it, or you have that issue in the future where you don't have to deal with that.
I understand. It's weird technology. Let me explain where I am in my life right now. Where I am in my life right now, Oscar, is you talked about, well, this is something you could use further for a remodeling. No, yeah. I don't want to deal. When you get down here, you'll notice people that these are the, as I like to call them, the children of the greatest generation that have have done their last real 3D modeling or so. Anything that requires more effort than point and click is something that's challenging. I my last task, and the more of these tasks that I still tackle, the more I move away from it.
Got it.
All right. The last task that I had, the handyman task, was to install a fancy seat on my golf cart and remove the stock golf cart seat that had a little hairline like box cutter cut that came from, I have no idea, one of the dinks that was in my cart that maybe had a pen in his, I don't know where it came from, but I replaced it. That was supposed to be, I figured, tops about an hour to get that done. I spent the day doing it. It was removing everything to get it done. That pushed me into the land of stay away from these projects because I don't have the chip. There are handy guys. Let me tell you, let me explain the difference. I think you're in the handy category. The difference between handy guys and non-handy guys, if you want to talk about the one quality bigger than any other, is patience. Patience. Anyone who has listened to this show for half an hour knows that that is not a virtue that I possess. I am not a patient person on any level. It is a curse. If there was a drug out there floating around that I could take that would say, you know, you'll be a more patient person, well, I'm already medicated and I still can't pull it off. I still can't pull that off. And, you know, in many cases, being impatient can result, well, in its furthest extreme, death. If you're impatient, you pull out in front of that car. So that's the key. You like to set up the 3D room, go and take the measurements, get an inventory of what's going in there, checklist. And by the time the project's ready, bing, bam, thank you, ma'am. So I would like to say, based on all of this, Oscar, that when you come down here to do the installation, yes. I am going to Ireland. I will be traveling out of the country.
It's going to be minimal trips to Guitar Center or Best Buy or this and that, right?
Yes.
And at most one, in case you want to upgrade a piece of equipment. But what we're going to, what we have earmarked, at least what we've been working with Matt as we're making the grocery list, is we're going to remove, you're still going to have a digital board that you have, but we're going to upgrade your current board to a built-in board. So the little knobs and such won't be able to be adjusted or tweaked or knocked. They'll be right there, which is going to be phenomenal for everybody.
I'm going to send you two photos that were just taken now.
Please.
And let me make sure I've got both.
And then we've got a spill zone we're going to open up for you on your desk because we know, God forbid, something's going to spill eventually.
Mm-hmm. Spill zone. A little spill zone. We'll take a break. When we come back, Oscar's going to get the pictures and do a little analysis of what my studio looks like right now. And then we will do that and more fun with the Mike O'Mara Show coming back. And what else did I want to talk about? Oh, I wanted to ask you a question regarding when you shouldn't settle for television. And and the one side effect of dieting better.
Drainage! Drainage! Eli.
No.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't like that. I'm tired of that, Daniel Day-Lewis. Sorry
drainage.
About that. I killed him real good. I killed him really good. I don't like that front. Just, it's too far away. Hey, do you know that one of the most important parts of my show prep every day, is making sure that I make my Liquid IV? This is it. I'm drinking it right now. It's fantastic. Liquid IV has been a part of my routine for a long time, making hydration a priority. It's hot down here in Southwest Florida. I drink it all day long. And by the way, if you make it a priority, it makes you feel better on a day-to-day basis. Just one stick of Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier in 16 ounces of water hydrates faster and more efficiently than water alone. Plus, Liquid IV has incredible hydration flavors. They are so good. I don't know who did their flavor profiles, but they got watermelon, lemon, lime, grape. The grape's amazing. Pina colada. Haven't tried that one. And my beloved strawberry, which is my all-time favorite. Plus, it's got three times the electrolytes of traditional sports drinks. It's non-GMO, free from gluten, dairy, and soy. Liquid IV has cellular transport technology. It's the optimal ratio of glucose, sodium, and potassium to deliver water and nutrients to the bloodstream super fast. Plus, Liquid IV is out to change the world. They've donated over 20 million servings globally. Grab Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code TMOS at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you use the promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. Experience better hydration today at liquidiv.com, promo code TMOS. Did you get the pictures that I sent
did.
You?
I did. You sent me a duplicate of one side.
Oh, see? Yes. That's the technology again. I took the pictures. God damn it, Michael. What is
there
wrong
is a beverage right next to the board, which is a big no-no.
Well,
in our world, it's you know what that.
It's what I do. Did you get the one with the iPads on it?
Not. I haven't gotten that one yet.
Oh, you didn't? Oh,
there's
okay.
There's a
All right. There. I just sent you the one with
I'm
the iPads
for it.
On it.
Here we go.
And that thing to the left, that monitor is my son's PC.
Oh, he's like really embedded in your little setup.
Did you get it yet? Did you get it? Just tell me if I sent the same picture for a third time.
I got it.
Is that a different one?
No, it's a different one, yes.
Okay, good. So there's...
But you know what's so sweet? And honestly, when people say you're a monster, I want to show them this picture.
Okay,
we can hold it up. Because Mike O'Mara, and I'll pull... The fact that you have... I mean, the cabling is disgusting, but I'll bring it up to the... I'm disgusted by it. I'm going to pull it up. Let me just walk around here.
That is the word I would use, too. I admit it. I completely cop to this, that the cabling is disgusting. All right, hold on. We're getting the picture
there we go.
Up here. Someday we're going to have technology where we're just going to bring the picture up. If we get that.
That's right, so yeah, I mean, the cabling is a little nauseating. But, I mean, everything else is nice.
Thank
well, I, what,
you.
I
Thank
thought
you
was, what I thought was what I thought was sweet was that you love your son so much, I do. Maybe this is pulling at my own heartstrings because my father wouldn't let me be an inch of his office. Like, there's no like, hey, Dad, I want to do my homework with you. Can I set up in your office? You've got this big desk. No, he'd like
Monday. He did this. He was playing on his PC the whole time I was
and
doing.
You
this
let
show.
Him, like literally, and because he loves you, he has a little. Office, which is his gaming station, right next to where you have your station.
I roll in, and just to first of all, I thank you for that. It makes me feel good because it's so true, and I love the fact that I feel that way because it's organic. And I walk in the other day to this studio. This is where I work. Okay, I look on the floor, and there is the empty egg with the chocolate in it. There is an apple core, and there is one shoe. And I got to show you these shoes. They're in here today, too. So he gets home, like when he's done with his homework, and it's like his rock and roll time. I don't know. This kid.
I couldn't imagine. This is crazy.
This is what's sitting in. this is what's sitting right there.
His Vans. He's just hanging out.
Oh, okay. That's pretty good. Anyway, he is. You know, it's just you would think a normal parent would walk in and look at that and go. Oh my God. I look at it and I'm smiling and I'm looking at he was in here doing what little kid or adult for that matter, snacking and playing video games.
Yes.
That's his little thing that he does. And do I want him to do it forever? Do I believe video games can be addictive? Yes. Do I think they can make his brain turn into mush? Yes. Do I think they can make him a schlubby nerd boy that will never throw a ball in his life? Yes.
They could pay for his mortgage. These days.
The technology as far as the computer, we established that. I'm down with that. That's fantastic. And I'm okay with that part. The PC, I worry about that. He's got a friend of his that lives on the other side of town that he plays Fortnite with, and they can knock out 6 hours.
Yeah.
They can do that. And when he's got downtime and he's not practicing golf or baseball or football. Or he's done with his homework and he's done with his piano lessons. I'm like, I think there has to be that outlet where you can just be, you know, you can F off a little bit.
Mike,
I don't know.
We, as a younger man, I remember talking to you about this because I wanted to play with the Mike O'Mara online on Xbox 360. And he said, I don't do that.
I'm still terrified of it. I think some creep man's going to get all my personal information.
But when I thought that. At that, when that first came about, I remember playing till as a guy in his mid-20s till 5 a.m. with listeners.
Yeah.
From around the country.
Absolutely. And probably, I certainly, observing my son, have been able to discern the fact that it's much more satisfying.
Yeah, at least
he knows his first-person friends thing.
Yeah. Right? And these aren't strangers.
Well, they're strangers all over the world.
The map, yeah.
When they come into Fortnite and he gets a victory royale because he's killed 100 people, it's weird.
You've made a mistake for all you gamers out there, and you'll know this, with your life, and that you have some life choices to make. Look yourself in the mirror when the accents change throughout the early mornings from 2 a.m. to 3 a.m. to 5 a.m. Because you'll get into like, oh, where are you playing from? Oh, I'm in the UK. Okay, weird. And then it's like 4 to 5 a.m. They're like, oh, I'm in New Zealand. Because all of these people are coming online and you're still in America drooling and, you know, staying up because you want to go through another battle royale. It is fascinating.
Yeah, you're hitting the time zones.
In real time.
I think he's going to be okay with that, but it's got to be supervised and monitored.
Remember,
we don't have a lot of time. No, they're
talking to Cosita.
Yeah, that's right. Don't leave the house, right?
Or no, don't let them touch you below your thingy, you know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Oscar, I hold in my hand my diet from yesterday.
Oh.
Everything that I took into my body yesterday and what I ate. And I will give it to you very quickly. This is for a future show, but
please.
I just wanted to share because, you know, I'll have one little kicker for this at the end of this. This is my breakfast yesterday. One energy bar. 250 calories. Overnight oats, they're called. You don't cook the oats.
I'm familiar.
Mix them and then put them in the refrigerator. Strawberries and cream with a cup and a half of almond milk. That was about 580 calories plus 45 for the milk. And then a little bit of zero carb protein powder, 100 calories for that. That was breakfast.
That was all?
Let's see. There is a protein drink, 12 full ounces of no nut buttercup plant powered, protein, drink. That's 240 calories. Then another energy bar for 250 calories. Dinner, 3 ounces of chicken meat, a tablespoon of Duke's light mayo, extreme wellness, tortilla. That I put the chicken and the mayo in, and a keto protein drink, chocolate brownie, Koya for 200 calories. And then the only other thing I have was another energy bar for 260 calories. That's what I ate yesterday. That's my regular. That's kind of a normal day for me now. That's what I'm enjoying.
That seems miserable, but you're less grumpy than I thought you'd be.
Yeah, but I shouldn't be because I can't take a
Oh, no.
Thank you. That's it, Pony. More to come on that tomorrow. All right. Sorry. I passed that. I'm taking supplements to try to get. My God. Hey, my body's going. No. Bring back the fat. Bring back the fat. We'll take a break. We got a great audio vault today. I don't say that very often when Rob's gone, but we do. We'll be right back.
You asked and we listened. Now you can listen on Spotify. In our never-ending effort to make it easier for you to access our content, The Mike O'Mara Show can now be streamed on Spotify, just another platform that gives you full TMOS access. So go grab the show and listen and spread the word. The more you know, the more we grow. TMOS on Spotify. Grab it.
Welcome back to The Mike O'Mara Show. However you celebrate the season, spring is the perfect time for kids to explore the world around them. So, why not nurture that natural curiosity? KiwiCo delivers monthly science and art projects that inspire lifelong learning for kids of all ages. Help your kid discover the mechanics behind everyday objects, the science of cooking, geography and customs from new cultures, and brand new art techniques. All of this, all through seriously fun, hands-on projects. Michael loves his crates from KiwiCo. I love watching him stay busy and challenged while having a blast with super cool hands-on projects delivered to our door. Sometimes he even lets me help because I love it too. As a parent, it can be hard to find creative ways to keep your child busy. And sometimes when you're looking at that computer screen all the time, you want to get them away. I'm very happy to report that when it comes to the door, Michael is totally into his KiwiCo crate. It's really great and it keeps him challenged. They do it. KiwiCo to the rescue when you want to give your kids something different. KiwiCo has something for kids of all ages, and you can pause or cancel anytime. KiwiCo is truly great. Step into spring and celebrate the season of discovery with a KiwiCo subscription. Get 30% off your first month, plus free shipping on any crate line with code TMOS at KiwiCo.com. That's 30% off your first month at KiwiCo.com. Promo code TMOS.
Sound.
Did you hear that?
Make some noise.
Soundtown.
Soundtown, it's here. And Bob Odenkirk, we're big fans. We love Better Call Saul. We've followed
season.
Him for a long time. Really excited about the new season coming up. And I don't know what publicists do. Maybe it was to coincide with the new season. But Odenkirk got his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And he's a stand-up guy. That's where his roots mm-hmm. are. He comes from stand-up comedy. He was pretty funny talking about getting the star on the Walk of Fame.
When I first got here in 1987 and I walked around the Walk of Fame, I pretended to have great and powerful disdain for all things Hollywood. I walked the streets with my nose high in the air, scoffing at every symbol of Hollywood and fame and famous people and celebrities and everything about it that was so big and distant and intimidating. And I still do that. I still pretend to disdain it all. It's healthy. It's better that way. But inside, I don't disdain Hollywood. I love it. I love making fun of it. Oh. And I love being part of it. And this makes me feel really, really a part of it. Cast in cement for all time.
You know, so many great comedic actors, great actors in general, are very smart people.
Yeah.
And sometimes when you hear it's just he's smart. He's sharp. Yeah. And it's just such a great insight. So congratulations to Bob Odenkirk, especially with the health scare.
Well deserved.
That he's still with us. And I cannot wait. I'm really so ready because I didn't get a chance to talk about it today as far as what's out there. And maybe we could cover it tomorrow.
Please.
Settling on a TV show is not fun. Looking forward to it. All right. We talked about it during the news. Oscar, Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp.
I hate him. I didn't want to hate him, but I hate him now knowing who he is.
Well, you'll enjoy this next segment. We have two clips from Johnny Depp. The first one is him summarizing the way he feels about Amber Heard and some of her accusations.
I am not some maniac who needs to be high or loaded all the time.
Thank you, Johnny. And then there was so much testimony yesterday that we decided we would put it all together and give you a decent chunk of what he said on the stand. All right, so here's part two of Johnny Depp taking the stand yesterday at the Amber Heard trial. Thank you, Johnny. Thank you. He was every bit Johnny Depp.
Did you hear how he explained to the judge and the jury, if there is one, how he fell into acting? He had a friend named Nicolas Cage.
Oh.
Who said, hey, let me introduce you to my agent.
Uncle?
My agent.
Oh, the agent.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then agent introduced him to the casting director. And the casting director said, hey, I got this movie called Nightmare on Elm Street. Come read for this. And then he gets the gig. And then forever, and like he's a movie star now. That's it.
Catherine, get out and do more networking. Get out and do more networking.
Isn't
please.
That crazy?
That
now, if it
crazy.
Happened to Catherine, I'll celebrate it. But this guy.
Wow. No. That's stunning. I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's Johnny Depp. We'll see how it all shakes loose. But he was so Johnny Deppy yesterday in that. Moving
not
on
a sympathetic.
To
not at all.
No, no. We'll see. We'll see what happens. All about the facts. Sure. Anyway, let's go to the Great White North right now, our Canadian neighbors. There is a problem up there. The world's largest hockey stick is being invaded by Canadian woodpeckers.
Oh, no.
Three Canadian woodpeckers, but I just love to hear Canadians talk about anything.
It's a landmark to our town.
It's looking for housing in a 40-year-old piece of sports equipment.
I noticed the birds pulled all the plugging out. It was like steel wool. And last Thursday, they had a lift that came and put a cover on it, and the bird's smarter than the people here, so it was making a hole above them.
Thank you for that second part.
Are there hockey stick covers?
They put a cover where the hole was.
No, I get that.
And then the bird moved up.
In real life, when you're carrying your stick and your hockey equipment, is there a specific bag that the hockey stick goes into?
Not when I was playing.
Yeah, it's like
they're different now.
You don't put your baseball bat in like a baseball bat holder.
No, the woodpecker might get it. Okay, I have mixed feelings about this. There's an announcement. I think it's on the plane with the whole mask mandate being lifted. Look, it's still out there, right? It's still floating around.
Still wearing a mask.
I think that you do what you do, but this is America. Let's listen to this.
April 18th, the Biden administration announced that the Transportation Security Administration will no longer enforce the federal mandate requiring masks in all U.S. airports and on board aircraft.
Duh. That's a flight attendant. Yeah, we're all going to die.
I think when it comes to rules and regulations, you keep personality out of it.
Yeah, well, that's it. All I know is it's 420, and we leave you today with the one and only Tommy Chong. Tommy Chong, not John. Tommy Chong. Jesus, did I smoke something? Tommy Chong talking about weed.
If everybody was stoned, there'd be less violence in the world, man. You know. Because they've done studies and they found that you can't hurt anybody if you can't find your car keys. When you get stoned on pot, man, you walk around the house all day with the keys in one hand. You know? And they talk about pot being a gateway drug. It's more of a doorway drug. As soon as you walk through that doorway, you can't remember what the f*** you're looking for. You know? What am I doing in the closet? Why am I holding my keys? That's why I keep a bong in every room of my house.
Tommy Chong, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, a bong. Okay, I know what to do now.
That's right. I was so high, I played the closer too early, as I often want to do. I should probably keep them on the same page. That's okay. One little screw up doesn't make a whole show. Thanks to everybody, and we will be back tomorrow with Mr. Rob Spiewak again. Looking forward to that. Hopefully he stays through the news again as we ease him back in. And then, man, as soon as he gets that clearance from his doctor, we call that hammer time. Anyway, no, I kid because I love. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana and Pony Boy Matt Bloom, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Sayonara, sucker.
Wow. Who cares?
Nobody gives a crap.